Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to High School Football. It's homecoming action today as the Royal Panthers are playing at the Ithaca Bulldogs. And we have the call for you coming up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's time for the pregame show.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics was nationally recognized for having one of the cleanest hospitals in the country. Cleanliness is a huge part of preventing infections. As International Infections Prevention Week starts, here are three simple ways to protect your own family daily. Number one, wash hands often. Teach kids early when to wash and how. One helpful hint? Try singing the ABCs song while soaping up before rinsing. Number two, disinfect surfaces. And number three, wear a mask in public when ill. Stay safe, everyone.
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
Here's a look at scores from last night during the seventh week of the high school football season. Richland Center was a winner in homecoming action, 50-28 over Dodgeville. River Valley edged Platteville, 28-26. Prairie du Chien beat New Glarus, 36-28. It was Lancaster over Broadhead Judah, 56-18. In the Six Rivers, Riverdale with a happy homecoming, 42-0 over Boscobel. Iowa Grand, 34, River Ridge, 30. Potosi Cassville topped Waseca Seneca, 33-27. In the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor over Cashton, 20-7. Brookwood, 28, Hillsboro, 6. And New Lisbon, 20-18 over Nisida. In the SWAL, Fenimore, 28, Cuba City, 7. Darlington, a winner against Lodi, 38-0. Mineral Point, 24, Southwestern East Dubuque, 12. Belleville, 27, Benton Scales Mound, Schulzburg, 6. Elsewhere, it was Luther, 48-8 over Viroqua. Aquinas accepted a forfeit from Westby. Sauk Prairie, 31-14 over Portage. Wisconsin Dells, 35, Mauston, 8. Adams Friendship, 24-17 over Wautoma. La Crosse Logan beat Reedsburg, 42-37. In overtime. In eight-player football, 62-32, Wisconsin Heights over Monticello. Belmont, 36, DeSoto, 28, in a wild one as well. And it was Waniwok Weston with a win against Kickapoo Lafarge, 34-20, second win of the year for Waniwok Weston. Games going on today. North Crawford is playing Highland. Blackhawk Warren is at Pecatonica Argyle. And in Ithaca, they're celebrating homecoming. The Bulldogs are home against the Royal Panthers. We'll start to break down that game coming up when the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show continues.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Josh Board, coach of Royal, joins us. Josh, you're looking forward to the game coming up Saturday with Ithaca?
Yeah, it should be a good one. Aside from the 90-degree afternoon day, 2:30, it's there's a little bit on the lines for both teams, so it should be a good game.
You've had some good games, a thriller against Hillsboro. That's one of your best this year, isn't it?
Yeah, Hillsboro, that was a good game. Brookwood was a good game as well. You know, we're not going to blow anybody out. We're going to have to play four quarters of football and limit our mistakes, and hopefully we can capitalize on the other team's mistakes.
You had a tough one last week with Bangor. What happened in that game?
Well, it was kind of a domino effect, you know, in terms of what could go wrong, kind of did go wrong, and it was a three-score game after three quarters. So could it have been 16-8 at half? You know, probably. You know, first quarter starts off with them. They made an eight-minute drive, which is our defense did a great job. No big plays, 3 or 4 yards at a crack. We get the ball down. We get the ball back, down 8-0 in the first quarter, and we march right down the field, 40 yards down the field, and then we drop back, make a pass, and I think it's tipped twice and falls into a guy's hands who is on the way to the other end zone. So, you know, thinking of maybe tying it 8-8, we're down 16-0, and it was pretty much an even match from there on out. I think there were a couple four and outs from both teams, a couple fourth down stops, and I would say they had some, I'm not going to call them garbage points, but I think they scored twice in the fourth quarter when it was pretty much all said and done. So,
what concerns you the most? What stands out in the scouting report about Ithaca?
Well, they're big, and they run straight ahead hard. You know, you try to take a look at who their best players are, and you try to limit them. You're not going to shut them down, but if you can limit what they do on the offense and defensive end, you give yourself opportunities. I guess kind of like the basketball world, if you got a guy who's scoring 20, let's try to hold him to 10. So I think we kind of take the same approach in the football world with that as well.
Who are your leaders this year? Who's lighting up on the stats?
Oh, if you take a look at them, it's kind of it's kind of a who's having a good day type of approach. There's really no one that is standing out. I think we got four or five guys that could, you know, have a good day. But in order for those four or five good, or those four or five guys to have a good day, our nose, or our, excuse me, our center, two guards, and tackles, and deep, or tight ends have to have a great day. So I wouldn't put a name on anybody, I guess, just because we don't have any standout. We're all decent, and all of us have to play a decent game for us to be in it.
For Ithaca to have a homecoming game, they have to have someone play them on a Saturday, and I know that that's kind of an inconvenience sometimes, but how do you look at playing Saturday football in your approach, Josh?
Well, it's out of your comfort zone, you know, mentally, so it's just about, you know, talking to the players about how you approach this Saturday game. You got to mentally think about it, prepare for it. Tried getting our principal to let us practice at 2:30 every day, but that didn't really work. So it is different. So, but I think it's different for both teams, or it's the same for both teams. You know, it's because, yeah, it's their homecoming, and I know they have their Saturdays are always, they've always had homecoming on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
For their games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So it's still different for both teams. You still have to be able to adjust, and just it's really a mental approach.
You mentioned earlier in the interview, Josh, that it's kind of incumbent for both teams if you have playoff aspirations here. And how do you see it, and how does it line up? Do you kind of have to win out, would you think?
I really don't know. I would say in the last 3 weeks, if we want to be solidified a spot in the playoffs, I think we got to go 2 for 3. We got to win 2 out of 3. Are all three winnable? Yeah. But could we lose all three? Yeah. So I guess we kind of got to take that one game approach, understand the importance of this game, and, you know, hopefully you give yourself an opportunity to win, and hopefully you come out on top. I think that's, you know, the ultimate goal.
Sounds good. We look forward to seeing the Panthers for the first time this season, and good luck to you the rest of the way, and appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this week.
Yep, thanks, Phil.
You bet. Josh Board joining us here on WRCO Sports. Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Today's pregame show continues with co-head coach David Klang of Ithaca. David talked this week about last week's victory over Nisida for the Ithaca Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was great to kind of bounce back after two kind of rough weeks, especially like a road game. You're not really sure what you're going to get, but it was definitely nice, and it was a very nice outcome, and we played really well, and so hopefully we can continue that for the rest of the year.
What are some things you work on this week in preparation for your homecoming game?
Well, we're just going to work on little things. At this point of the season, we kind of know what we're good at, and we also understand what Royal is going to try to do to us, and we just want to execute a little bit better, maintaining our blocks, and just not have those penalties and things that like that that will put us behind the chains and kind of stall out our drives.
So what do you make of this conference? You know, Royal has been playing some tough games, but then they got beat pretty soundly last week, didn't they?
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy kind of schedule with all the Scenic Bluffs. Like, nothing's kind of going as you expected, and everybody's kind of getting beat by teams that you probably won't expect, or then the next week that they win or lose to somebody that they shouldn't do. So it's kind of been a crazy year so far.
When you look at Royal, what makes them a tough team?
They're all just very athletic, whether it's their linemen or their backs. They're super athletic, quick, and so that's going to be kind of a big component to it, is making sure that everybody knows their job and stays on task.
It's a big game, always, when you play in front of the alumni on Saturday. Do you think that gives the kids maybe a little bit added incentive?
Yeah, I think that would be huge, and it would be kind of our last homecoming with just strictly Ithaca before we co-op next year, and easily could be potentially our last home game of the year. So it's really huge for us, and hopefully that kind of adds some motivation, and with hopefully have a huge crowd there, and that we play really well and kind of use that as kind of momentum and during the game and kind of get us through that kind of crazy week.
Are the Bulldogs any healthier than the last time we talked?
Yeah, we got Cody back. He luckily, the knee injury wasn't as bad as we thought, but he's been kind of playing. He played a little bit last week, and looks like he'll be able to play this week. He won't be 100%, but he'll be as best as he can, and everybody else is healthy, and so far everybody's not sick or anything like that. We kind of avoided that the last couple weeks.
When you look at this week, obviously you're telling them to, you know, kind of do what you got to do, but also concentrate on the football game. That's kind of hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough thing that there's so many different activities going on, whether it's extracurricular stuff after practice or the class games coming up and all that fun. We understand it's homecoming and there's got to be some give and take, but the whole reason for homecoming week is the homecoming game on Saturday, and that's what we've been kind of telling the guys, like, that's what we got to have the focus, and everybody's coming to watch you. It's not going to be one of those things where they care how much TP you threw in someone's yard, that type of thing. They want to see you win the game on Saturday.
And it's moved back to 2:30. I know sometimes it's a rush for some of the kids, especially if they're in the meat animal sale and things like that. Do you think it makes it a little bit easier?
Yeah, it would be kind of interesting to see how that kind of works out, being pushed back a little bit. It will kind of give us more time to kind of relax after the parade and everything. And it's usually very chaotic with them going through the parade four or five times, the meat animal sale, all that kind of stuff. Hopefully it gives us a little bit more time to kind of collect ourselves before we get out there and start playing.
And I think that just having a school that's willing to play on Saturday, that's kind of half the battle of getting it in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's every year you kind of hope that someone will be willing to do that, because it definitely makes it kind of more of a special day than having it Friday, than having all of your other stuff Saturday. And I know it can be tough, especially getting schedules in and things like that and when they're available, but it's definitely nice having it on Saturday.
And bottom line, what do the Bulldogs have to do if you're going to win this one?
We have to be able to just maintain our drives and not have any turnovers, not have any penalties that move us back to starting at 1st and 15 or 1st and 20, and just keep building every drive and just kind of not hurt ourselves. And that's kind of been our issue in different games, is that we just got to sustain our drives and we'll be just fine.
Sounds good, David. Good luck as you get ready for this homecoming game.
Thank you.
That's co-head coach David Klang of the Ithaca Bulldogs. His team preparing to take on Royal in homecoming football. That's it for the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show today. I'm Phil Mee, and thanks for supporting high school sports.
WRCO-FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From Ithaca, happy homecoming day. We are set for action about 4 minutes away from right now. Both teams going to their respective end zones to talk it over with their coaching staffs. A few last reminders, and then we'll get this one going. Both teams are 3-3 overall coming into the action today in Ridge and Valley play. We heard from both coaches, both looking forward to the matchup here today. Surprisingly, it is windy, and I think maybe I read that in the forecast, but maybe it didn't sink in that it was going to be a little on the breezy side, even though we're talking about record heat today. There is a strong wind coming out of the south, so that could be a little bit of a factor today in the game. But the breeze is certainly a savior. They do have an extended tent up on the Ithaca side, and they have a fan and a mister set up as well so that players can come off the field and get cooled down very quickly. So that's one of the things that has been added here today for the game prior to it. Looking at some of the stats, the Bulldogs have had a good season from Houston Bowen, their leading ground gainer, and senior Keegan Jones, their quarterback, leading the way. They have had some good offensive days. And on the other side for the Royal Panthers, key plays from some of their main running backs, including Jet Bender and Easton Wopat, who will get some of the time in the skill positions today, and Jason Johnson, number 11, and Travis Hoffmeister as well, number 25, will be among the mainstays for the Royal Panthers. For the Bulldogs, also looking at their halfback, Liam Rowan, who has had a good season so far as well. And as far as catching the ball, freshman Spencer Nelson has had a good run as well for the Bulldogs. We have had the Hall of Fame inductions. Congratulations to Chris Fye and John Jones, both going into the Community and Athletic Halls of Fame, respectively. And that was a nice ceremony that was held today around 2 o'clock. Coming up, we'll have more from Ithaca as we lead toward game time this afternoon on a summer-like afternoon in October. More in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. But Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all-deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
Our national anthem is to be sung over on the far side of the field. And I don't believe we're going to be able to pick that up. I'm sorry to say, but we were hoping it was going to be louder. But anyway, the national anthem is being performed right now as people stand to face the flag and get ready before today's game here at Ithaca. That looks like maybe they've got the sound taken care of. National anthem as performed by members of the Ithaca High School Choir. Kickoff time is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Both teams have been introduced as a team. Most teams are doing that now and getting the recognition for the entire team instead of the individuals. And so introductions don't take nearly as long as they used to. Both teams being adorned by their fans. The Panthers bringing a good number of fans, still making their way to the far side of the field. They'll be looking a little bit into the sun here, so probably not as pleasurable watching it from over there. Hopefully they brought their sunscreen and their sunglasses, something you don't have to usually bring for a homecoming game in October. And for the first time, you know, and I've probably been coming to the Ithaca Fair nearly 60 years, and I believe it's the first time I've ever worn shorts to the Ithaca Fair. So hopefully, again, speaking of sunglasses, hopefully people brought their sunglasses so I don't present such a glare for everybody. But nonetheless, looks like the Bulldogs are going to receive the opening kickoff. Trenton Frye for the Panthers puts the ball in the tee and will get it going in motion. The Bulldogs back deep to receive. Two men back around the 10-yard line. Here's the whistle and homecoming football in week number 7 getting underway here at Ithaca. Ooh, it's on the ground. Scoots across to the 35-yard line. Picked up now, short yardage for the Bulldogs, up to around the 41. So Houston Boland, the good guy to have, pick up the ball and return it, gets a few yards, and the Bulldogs take off with a pretty good start for field position. Along the line for the Bulldogs on the O-line, they include Reed Wobshaw and Ben Otto, Cody Burns and Devin Iam, along with Isaiah Fargin. As we've mentioned, Keegan Jones is the quarterback, fullback is Liam Rowan, and they'll run as well with Houston Boland. Wide receivers include Caden Keller and Spencer Nelson. First play from scrimmage. Hand off to the running back. Rowan is going to be across the 42, maybe a gain of about a yard for the Bulldogs. Ithaca held to short yardage. Royal Panther tackle there is made by number 65, Dylan Velasquez. Starting defense led by Jet Bender, Easton Wopat, and Braxton Board for Royal, along with Bentley Rosick, Travis Huffmeister, Colton Morissette, Trenton Frye, Tyler Laurie, and Dylan Velasquez, along with Emerson Murray. Second down, long yardage for the Bulldogs, right around the 42. Pitch play, going to the far side, Boland trying to break the corner. Got a couple of blocks to seal the deal. He's at the 50, first down, Bulldogs. Into Royal territory. And they're going to give him to around the 44 of Royal. Good run by Houston Boland. So the Bulldogs move the chains and get ready. The Bulldogs have the wind at their back here in this first quarter of action today at Ithaca. Just underway, a minute into the ball game, and the Royal Panthers in their white with black numbers. The Bulldogs in the home purple with the gray lettering. And a little bit of white in there as well. First down from right around the 44. Royal, the Bulldogs set to snap the ball. Jones under center and a handoff. Running play. There's Boland again. Gets a few to the 40. Down to around the 35. And excuse me, that was Liam Rowan. Rowan, number 23, gets all of about 10 yards. Running downhill then in front of a good block from the Bulldog up front guys. Isaiah Fargin. It was there, and Devin Iam as well to plow the way, and it's second down in short yardage for the Bulldogs. Lots of good stories being told here today. Some classes having their reunions today. Lots of fun. Second down, short yardage for the Bulldogs from the 36. Hand off to Boland. Bounces, spins, won't get anything now as he's driven back by the Royal Panthers. First guy there was Jason Johnson. and number 54. It's Hunter Weber. So third down, and they lost about a half yard on that. Third down about a yard and a half for the Bulldogs here. And right now, they're in committee. Bulldogs break huddle, trying to convert here on third down in short yardage in Royal territory. Rowan on the near side. Jones under center. Hand off to Bolin, the fullback. He's going to pull his way for a first down. And then a little bit more down to the 31-yard line. Gain of 6 yards. And the Bulldogs move the chains again. Up front, going with a senior and getting a good push. Cody Burns and company on the block. Play comes in from the sideline for the Bulldogs. Ball marked at the Royal Panther 33-yard line. 9 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Scoreless football game here at Ithaca. Jones under center. Now pitch play. Rowan trying to break the corner, and there's a flag. He gets to the 30, down to the 25, to the 24-yard line. We'll see what the flag is all about there. First flag of the ball game. Holding is against the Bulldogs. That was kind of my initial thought that it might be. So a 10-yard penalty will be enforced against the Bulldogs. Very nice parade today, and some alumni classes represented, but certainly I thought the floats were outstanding this year by all the classes. I think maybe the junior float may have been the one that caught my eye, but I didn't hear who won the event. A lot of times the seniors get some extra accolades just because they're seniors, right? First down and 20 to go for the Bulldogs, just in Royal territory. Hand off to Houston Bolin. There's another flag, and he makes it to the 35-yard line of Royal, which if it stood would be a gain of around 8 yards. Got pink flags today. That's a holding penalty against the Bulldogs. I think they're going in the wrong direction here. Coach Maxwell chatting it over with a couple of the guys here from the sideline. So it moves it back into Ithaca territory at the 47-yard line. Ithaca going in the wrong direction now. It'll be first down and 30 to go. That's all. First down and 30. Ball is going to be marked and right in Ithaca territory at the 47-yard line. Bulldog set to snap the ball. There it is. Quick pitch now. It's coming out to the left side. It's going to be Bolin. Bolin is going to speed into Royal territory and got on the bounds right around the 38-yard line. So they got a lot of it back on a big run by Houston Bolin. Having a good year. Tough to bring down. And they'll mark that. It'll be second down and about 14. So got about half of the penalty yardage back. Players now getting to the line for the Bulldogs. Ball on the near hash mark. Fans are a little subdued in the heat today. Not as squirrely as they sometimes are. There's the pitch, and nowhere to go for Rowan. He cuts back across the field. A little move that makes him a few yards. Down to the 31-yard line on the counter run about 6 yards. And that makes it even more manageable. Third down. Ball is at the 31-yard line of Royal after the Jason Johnson tackle. So the Bulldogs face with a third down and 9 yards to go for a first down. Let's get down to around the Royal 22-yard line. Ithaca up to the line, getting set for the ball and the snap from the near hash. Jones under center. Royal jump that they got back. Handoff going now to Rowan. He bounces off right guard, pushes the pile to the 25, and then the herd comes crumbling back down. Royal beating him strongly with a big old hit there from number 53, Trenton Fry. It'll bring a fourth down for the Bulldogs from the 25-yard line. Good run. It'll come back now for the Bulldogs and a fourth down conversion attempt. I would say they might be counting on their senior. Bolin normally gets it in positions like this. Fourth down at about 3 yards to go from the 25-yard line of Royal. Opening drive in the football game. There's a pitch, and they're going to give it off to the right side. Cutting back inside. First down, Bulldogs, and spun around is Caden Keller, and he gets all the way to the 15-yard line. Caden Keller hadn't called his name yet on the offense, and he makes a good break in some good initial blocking, and Keller cut back across the grain to get the Bulldogs first down. First and 10 at the 15-yard line of the Royal Panthers. Bulldog drive continues. This is the opening possession. They have taken nearly half of the quarter, 6.5 to play, and somebody jumped on the near side. Bulldogs jump offside, and they will back it off 5 yards. Stops the clock with 6:24 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football. Sounds like on the filmy flip phone scoreboard, not as bad for the Badgers as I kind of thought it might be. Michigan 24, Wisconsin 10, that's the final. Brewers 9-1 over the Cubs in the top of the third. Long way to go on that one. And North Crawford leading Highland 18-0 in the second quarter. There's a snap from center. Here's a throw to Rowan. He's got it on the left side, down around the 10, and he's spun around right around the 9 and brought down there by Royals number 10, Brant Krieger. So right now, they're going to place that ball again, a second down play, and they're going to make it right around the 6-yard line of Royal. So a good run by Liam Rowan for the Bulldogs. Rowan having a good junior season as well. Ball on the near hash mark for the Bulldogs. Second down at about 5 yards to go. There's the pitch. Near side, here's Boland. Puts the shoulder down, gets down around the 5. And the ball came loose. Royal saying that they have it. Ball came loose, and Royal grabs it. Dylan Valenzquez saying they have it, and they do. So the Bulldogs, with a rare turnover, deep in Royal territory, right around the 3-yard line, and that's where Royal will take over. It looked like, for a moment, Bowen was going to have maybe the legs to score, but it wasn't to be, and making his way to the 5-yard line before he was brought down, and then the ball came loose, was Houston Bowen. So Royal takes over on offense. They've got a tough row to hoe here in the field position game. At their own 5-yard line, awaiting the snap from center, the Panthers are going to run it on the quarterback. He's going to get to the left side. On down to the 5, up to the 10, and up to the 20-yard line. First down, Royal. Kind of a risky run by Braxton Board, the quarterback. He was in the end zone quite a little bit of time. The Bulldogs couldn't catch up with him, and he kept the motor running and headed out on the highway for a first down. Quarterback is Braxton Bohr, running back Jason Johnson and Travis Hoffmeister. Bentley Rozek is the tight end, Easton Wopat, a wide receiver, and Jet Bender as well. The center is Emerson Murray. The guards are Lucas Peterson, Dylan Valasquez, and the tackles are Colton Morissette and Trenton Fry. Royal football. The Bulldogs trying to dig in on the defensive side. 4:25 remaining in the opening quarter of scoreless football. There's the snap from center. Hand off for the halfback, and he's going to make his way. Jet Bender out to the 30. Did he make it that far? No. He'll mark it back around the 25-yard line. Bulldogs dragging down. That was Ben Otto and Isaiah Fargin on the tackle for the Bulldogs. Right now, the Panthers just trying to get a little breathing room. That big first down run by the quarterback was valuable for them. Second down, less than 5 yards to go for the Panthers from right around the 25-yard line. There's the snap. Running play going left side is Jason Johnson. Johnson over the pile gets near the first down. He'll be at the 27-yard line, it appears, as they unpile. So third down and short yardage for the Royal Panthers here today. Great to have you along, WRCO Radio, as we get together to keep you company on this beautiful summer afternoon in October. Third down, short yardage, awaiting the snap from center will be Braxton Board. And Board is going to keep it and lean over the pile, and he gets the first down. out to around the 32-yard line. So first down for the Royal Panthers. Tackle made by Devin Iam. And the Sticks will move again. Royal looking pretty good on the ground game so far. They have not risked it through the air. Panthers spent a little time in the huddle and now head to the ball. 2:43 remaining here in the opening quarter of area football. Scoreless here in Ithaca. First and 10, looking it over as the QB. The line is set. There's the snap to Bort. Hand off for the running back, and he's hit and dropped by a Bulldog wall. Nothing going. Spencer Nelson, one of the first guys, and Ben Otto as well. No gain for the Panthers. Second down and 10 yards to go. I remember all kinds of temperatures. I remember frost the day of the Ithaca Fair and homecoming. Remember, there have been some warm times, but normally after a frost, I remember sometimes the bees have been just almost unbearable. Don't have that today as much, but bees buzzing around near every move. Not today. Second down play. There's the snap. Bort will hand off. Yeah, a double reverse. They're going to bring it back to the near side. The Royal Panthers to the 35 and rolling out to the 40, close to a first down. So a couple of hands-offs in the backfield, and Travis Hoffmeister gets near a first down. Liam Rowan on the tackle and Isaiah Forgeon. So third and short yardage now for the Royal Panthers with a minute 40 remaining here in the opening quarter of scoreless football in Scenic Bluffs play. This was never a conference game many years ago. In fact, Royal and Ithaca would oftentimes play in the non-conference season. Royal would play Ithaca 1 week and Richland Center the next week. And that went on. Jack Sulik was the coach at Royal. That series went on for a long time. Third down, handoff for the number one running back, Jet Bender. And he's pushed back by the Bulldogs' front defense. And we'll see how far he got. He did make pretty good forward progress, driven back by several of the Bulldogs, including Hunter Moll. And it's a first down. Officials eyeball it and get enough for a first down. The Royals' sustained drive continues at their own 43-yard line, down to a minute remaining in the opening quarter of scoreless football. Homecoming 2025 coming your way here today from Bulldog Country. Royal working into that stiff southern breeze. Bort under center, runs it on the quarterback keeper. He's going to be hit initially and then gets ahead to the 45 to the 46. Gain of about 3 yards to play. There was Cody Burns on the stop along with Devin Iam. So the ball is going to be marked for a second down and about 6 yards to go. Fans continuing to file into the facility here. I understand the meat animal sale went extremely well today as well, and there was a good crowd on hand. Later football game, truthfully, might have affected the crowd a little bit, although there's a good number of people here today. But some of them probably did not stick around for the whole time. Handoff going on the left side. Running back is Jason Johnson, and he crashes into a Bulldog crowd right around the 47-yard line. Cody Burns on the tackle. Good to have him back, and that is the end of the first quarter. Scoreless. Royal has the football, and they are nearing midfield. We'll have more coming up. Second quarter right around the bend on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Ithaca. No score in the ball game. Phil Lee with you. Class of 82 representing today. I don't know. I might be the only. I saw Marty Richards here. I guess maybe him. And I think that might have been it. But, of course, you got Val Victorian and Salutatorian there when Marty and I show up. You go by the bottom, like 27 and 28. All right, well, here comes Royal out of the gate here. Third down run, going to try to go it on a quarterback keeper. They get around to the 50, late flag. Somebody came flying through there, maybe hit or pushed at the last moment, and I believe that's going to go against the Bulldogs. So not a good thing for the Bulldogs right there after they had stopped the Bulldogs short of the first down, and a personal foul goes against the Bulldogs. That'll put it in Royals' favor and into Bulldog territory on the 15-yarder. That'll mark it all the way to the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs. So Royal working downhill now as official blows the whistle, gets the clock going, and the Panthers in the huddle. Ithaca drove all the way to the 5-yard line before a fumble. So there's been a lot of running plays. This first half has gone really quick. Royal starting this drive at its own 5-yard line. Awaiting the snap from center is Board, and now rolls over the near side. Plants, throws, and overthrew his man, intended for Easton Wopat. Quintus Banker on the coverage for the Bulldogs. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Royal Panthers at the Ithaca 35-yard line. Right now in committee, the Royal Panthers, and they'll move to the football with a second down and 10 yardage to go. Ball between the hash marks. One man splitting wide to the near side, Bentley Rozek. Under center is Board. Long snap count. There it is. Fake handoff. They're coming back on the counter play, and here's a good piece of territory for Hafeister. Gets through the wall, down to a first down. Ball comes loose. Bulldogs have it. Bulldogs get it back as the ball was ripped loose and eventually recovered by the Bulldogs. Picked up by number 56, Isaiah Fargin. So both these teams have had stuff going on where they were running downhill and then fumbles. Proved costly, and Ithaca now will get it back. Second possession of the game for the Bulldogs. 11-14 remaining in the first half of scoreless homecoming football. Bulldogs take over. The ball is on their own 13-yard line. Where it's marked. All right, Bulldogs up to the football. There is the snap. Hand off Boland, running left tackle. Bulls over a few, and he rolls to the 25, to the 27. That's a first down. Good run. Well, if you're going to try to bring down Houston Boland, you might pay for it. And, oh, no. Bulldogs are going to be penalized again for holding. Wow. After a tremendous blue-collar run there by Boland, it'll back it up 10 yards. I have to apologize. The middle official is using pink flags, which I don't know if I've seen that, but to me, it's a little harder to spot them out there. You wouldn't think so, but it seems like they're not sticking out as well as normal. So that backs it all the way to the 5-yard line. First down for the Bulldogs. And they'll come out of committee, huddling up in their own end zone. And now up to the football. Ball is marked actually on the 6-yard line. There's the snap, running play going left side, and the Bulldog running back crashes out to around the 15-yard line. That was Liam Rowan on the carry for the Bulldogs. Tackle made by Easton Wopat. And number 65, Dylan Vasquez. And the Bulldogs trying to keep it going. Good to have Dave Banger here representing, playing music beforehand and after, or actually halftime, and then the fifth quarter today at Ithaca. Good to have alumnus Dave back. Although, yeah, I think he's, maybe he still goes to school here. I don't know. Second down play, second and 11, 10:14 to go in the first half. Bulldogs with a second and 11. Now here's a handoff going to Bolin, and Bolin crashes across the 15 out to the 17-yard line. This certainly has been a defensive battle here so far, and both teams costing up the ball in costly moments. Third down for the Bulldogs, third and about 6 yards to go for a first down. They need to get to the 24-yard line to get that first down. Deegan Jones running the play in and into the huddle. And the Bulldogs are ready as they make their way to the football. The line is set. Long snap count and now a running play. Rowan on the near side caught from the jersey and brought down right around the 19-yard line. Boy, this Royal team tough on its defense. Rowan is hit hard, and now one of the Royal players gets up a little bit slowly. 53 is Trenton Fry, and he's the one that came up a little bit lame and made the tackle. Trenton is one of the kickers, if I'm not mistaken. Fourth down for the Bulldogs, and they will have to punt into a fairly stiff breeze here in the second quarter. Bulldogs facing the wind, awaiting a snap. It's a good one. And here comes the punt. End over end there by Devin Iam, and the ball rolls out of bounds. It didn't go a long ways. Knocked down by that wind, and the Panthers are going to get good field position after the Bulldogs' first punt. Second possession for the Panthers, and they will take over in Ithaca territory right around the 44-yard line. Badgers playing all right today, right? It could have been worse. In fact, I thought maybe that it was going to be worse. But what do I know? Last word, the Brewers were leading the Cubs 9-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. So here we are in Ithaca land with a 1st and 10 Royal. Ball is just over the line in Bulldog territory, awaiting a snap from center. There it is. Fake handoff going back to the right side with a running back, and that is Travis Hafemeister, and he is brought down after a gain of about 5. So he gets to the 39-yard line of Ithaca. Second down and about 4 yards to go. The Bulldogs trying to guard against the Panthers, getting some downhill momentum right here. No score in the ball game. Just over 8 minutes remaining here in this second quarter of action. First half at Ithaca. Panthers up to the football. Looking it over is Braxton Board. The quarterback is under center. There it is. And he fakes the handoff, rolls his leg, going to keep it himself. The quarterback is going to be brought down by the Bulldog. Well, they brought that down real well with a whole bunch of Bulldogs led by Spencer Nelson. Third down for Royal. Lost a little bit back of the 40-yard line. This one. 7.5 remaining in the first half. Panthers in committee. Knocking it over now. And they'll try to convert. Board has tried it through the air a couple of times, but their strength has been the run game. Third down, a little over 5 yards to go for the 40-yard line. Somebody jump. Bulldogs pointing at Royal, and I think it is going to be against the Panthers. So a 5-yard penalty will mark the ball back. That puts it at the 45-yard line. And right now, Royal in committee. Clock will start again. Boy, there were some mascots here today. The Country Cow defeated Urban Cow today at Ithaca. Boy, those mascots were moving. Guessing they got warm doing that. I'm not sure. Third down for Royal. The ball is right around the 45-yard line after the penalty. A handoff is not going to net much. A purple wall brings the running back down and a loss of about a yard. Spencer Nelson was one of the first, and Ben Otto as well. No gain for Faith Meister, and now fourth down, and Royal is going, hurry up. There's no huddle. Looks like they're going to go for it. Fourth down for the 45. Trying to draw the Bulldogs off, perhaps. They are going the hard count and then finally take a timeout. Bulldogs do not jump. Timeout, Royal. No score in a ball game here at Ithaca. It's been all defense, a couple of key turnovers. We're scoreless with 6:20 remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Fourth down for the Royal Panthers from the 45-yard line of Ithaca. They do bring the punter back now, Braxton Board. The quarterback's also the punter. High snap, brings it down, and now he's going to boot it. This one hangs in that air, but he's got a little wind behind it. It whips out of bounds, way down around the 10-yard line, but I think